Have you ever gotten drunk at a Christmas party, like a work Christmas party?
No, never,
I
never.
have.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Alex.
I danced on tables.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
I'm going to take a page out of your book right now. I am rattled. I am rattled right now. Let me tell you, I had a whole debate with some people over the weekend about when do you put up your Christmas decorations, right? Because I was like, yeah, do it whenever you want. It's no big deal. And then I saw on our Facebook page, Michelle Mendoza being like, oh, no, I agree with your husband. It has to be after Remembrance Day. It's too early. Let me tell you the storm that started when I read that comment.
Oh no, what happened?
It's nothing bad. I just went on a
Yeah.
long rant and tangent because I was like, I don't understand why people are so worried about things that don't affect them. If you want to do something that you want to do, why does it matter?
Yeah.
Victoria, I hope you have Christmas decorations everywhere now because it
I
is now
do.
after Remembrance Day.
I can tell you it is full on Christmas in our house. We have the Christmas music playing, the trees up, the decorations. It's amazing.
You're ready to go.
I'm so happy. You know what such a good feeling is? At night when you can dim the lights and your tree's on and you can watch a show, it's so cozy. Who
Definitely.
wouldn't want that? Especially because it gets dark at like 5 o'clock. It is 5:30 here and it
Yeah.
is pitch black outside. Our Christmas tree is on, the lights are on, it is gorgeous, and I'm happy. I'm
Life
in
is
my happy
good.
place.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I like, and that's the thing. I'm not actually mad. I just went on a long tangent when I read
Yeah.
the comment because I was like, I do not know why people fall under society's pressures to do X, Y, or Z. You know what? I'm going to do this year. I'm going to keep my Christmas stuff up all year round just to be like, because I can.
You know what? Keep your Christmas tree up, and then you can have a Easter Christmas tree, a St. Patty's Christmas tree.
Like everything. I mean, I'm not going to
Yeah.
because I'm not a psychopath, but if somebody did do that, it's no big deal. But it started a conversation and it made me laugh. Why does this bother me so much? I don't know. Maybe I have to put up my Christmas tree and I'll feel the joy that you're feeling and things will be good again.
Well, I hope you put up your Christmas tree soon.
Well, you know, I'm super lazy. I don't want to do anything like that. So
I Yeah, no, I get it.
as long as your tree is up now, everything's good.
Yep.
I had a couple of things I want to go through with you. I need to know when you guys put the dishes in the dishwasher, like your cutlery, do you put it with the utensils facing up or down?
Up.
You put them facing up.
Up, yes, but the knives that have the really rigid edges, like the steak knives, those go down.
Interesting. I put all the cutlery down into the dishwasher, and Kyle puts everything up, and it also drives me nuts. And I Googled it today, and I was like, what do the majority of people do?
Yeah.
And most people put the cutlery all facing down by the
Okay.
handle. That's where you grab
Yeah.
it, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's weird to grab it from up, but I guess you also live in a psycho household now, so I can't say
You know what? I
anything.
feel like it's more sanitary to put the cutlery down because then you pull it out and you don't have to touch everything. But I just feel like it gets washed better when it's faced up,
I can see
positioned
that.
up. Yeah.
Have you always been that way in your household, like since you were a
Yeah,
kid?
I came from a household that's up. Garrett, though, I
Psychos.
had to change Garrett's ways.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm just grateful the man puts something in the dishwasher. So I don't care if he puts it up or down. Just put your goddamn bowl away, you know?
Yeah, him and Kyle are the same where they put their dishes beside the sink.
Oh, God.
I know. I don't get it, but I just needed to know because it was driving me to insanity. So again, I'm just surrounded by crazy people apparently who put their cutlery facing up in the dishwasher, but
You're having a great week.
it's all good.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. How are you doing? What's going on?
You know what one of the best feelings in the world is?
Christmas music?
Okay, yes. But when you go away, because last week we went away for a couple of days, and when you come back and you have all your shows to binge watch, you just have like hours of TV, and it's just such a good feeling to know that you have something to watch at night.
Right.
I don't know what is that what being an adult is when you just get excited because you can be like, I have like three shows that I need to catch up on. Like, you know, I don't
I
know.
think that's definitely more a mom thing, I
Is
think.
it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I find a lot of time to watch TV. on a regular basis. What shows are you watching right now that you got to binge on the way back?
The best thing ever. I have all the Real Housewives, like my favorites that are on right now, except for New Jersey. I'm waiting for New Jersey, but it's Beverly Hills, Potomac, Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, bam, bam, bam. And then the Kardashians are also playing.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's just like the best TV.
I'm happy that that makes you happy. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. I think you're the second person that I know that watches those shows. Normally, the people that I know that watch them are either the gays or the bougie, and you're neither of those.
My sister actually has a subscription to Hey You.
To Hey You? Oh, yes. My gosh.
It is. Oh, my God. If you've never been on the app and you just love trashy reality TV, it is just hours of entertainment.
I can't knock it because my friend has Hey You, and when I was in Toronto, I started watching a show with him called House of Villains. Mm-hmm. Where they take all the reality TV show villains and put them in a house to compete. And it's the worst thing I've ever seen on TV. Yeah. And I started watching it. And I was like, this is so entertaining to me because it's so bad and it's so stupid. So I get it. I get the obsession.
So good.
So that was a highlight of your trip, is coming back to watching reality TV.
Pretty much. That was the highlight of my trip. No, we went to Edmonton for a couple of days. It was great because my husband had a conference. So he dropped me and the kids off at our friend's house. Mm-hmm. And then he went to the conference. And then me and my friend and her baby, we all hung out. Mm-hmm. And we did like lots of fun activities. The time change really fucked us.
Right.
Oh my God. My kids were up, and I say both of them, they were up at 5 o'clock in the morning every single day. It took like a week to adjust. It was brutal. One morning, Celine was up at 4. I finally got her back down at 5. Cole starts crying, being like, mom, 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 at 5 o'clock in the morning. I put a pillow over my head. I'm like, ain't no way. I'm like, you can sit in your bed for at least a half an hour because there's no way I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
My husband had the audacity, Jamie, to text me that morning telling me that he didn't have the best night's sleep after eating at Chop, the restaurant Chop in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Because he had a couple of drinks there and he had like a shitty night's sleep because he had a couple night drinks. He was staying at the Fairmont alone with no kids. Jamie.
What did you say to this man?
I literally screenshotted it and I sent it to his mom. And I was like, this is your son.
You told on him.
I told on him. I was like, this is your son.
Oh my. Yeah, imagine after you're dealing with the children and everything. Oh, you know, my pillow was a little bit too soft for my liking and my stomach was a little bit upset because I ate at this fancy steakhouse. Yeah. Tough times.
The Fairmont.
Yeah.
The Fairmont. I can't deal.
So Garrett's still alive, right? Like, I'm
yeah, no, he's
sure.
still alive.
Okay.
He's good. Still I still need him. I still need him around.
Let's get personal. Personal. Let's get personal. Personal.
What is something that you do that you think annoys your partner? And then I want to know what your partner does that annoys you.
Oh my, I think everything that I do probably to some extent annoys him. Should I call him?
Do it. Tell him to be completely truthful.
Yes.
What do I do that annoys you?
What?
What do I do that annoys you?
Oh, nothing. You're perfect.
See, lies. He knows you're still mad at him.
No, seriously, what is something that I do that annoys you?
Oh, nothing. You're perfect.
He knows I'm postpartum, then he's like, I'm not.
He is well trained. Yeah.
Okay, but there's actually nothing that I do that annoys you. Probably when I don't fill up the car with gas.
Like, that's like the regular husband stuff.
Yeah.
Like, girl math is a little old sometimes.
Probably setting up the Christmas tree that annoyed you.
Too much Christmas is too much Christmas.
Okay, bye, bye. You don't need to hear from him anymore. He's done.
What does he do that annoys you?
Oh my goodness, where do we start? Should we start at the front door where he comes in and he brings the outside inside?
Like all the dirt and the snow and everything?
Yes, and the manure.
Yeah, gross.
With that.
Okay, well then let me call Kyle here. Hold on.
Okay,
Kyle. What is something that I do that annoys you?
like the most annoying thing probably that you do is making lots of noise all the time around the house, like just like randomly screaming in a room or just like being unnecessarily loud, like as if you're with a group of people or something.
Lies. Okay, thank you. You can go now. It's funny. I do this thing where I talk to myself often. So, like, and for some reason, I do randomly just scream out loud.
You know, my dad always says people who talk to themselves have no money in the bank. And I'm like, Dad, we're millennials.
Yeah, we're just having, like, sometimes I think the people around me are so terrible that I have the best conversation with myself. So I'm just having a great time.
Whoa, wow.
All good. And yeah, just like you, I'm like, there's too many things to list of things that annoy me sometimes. So I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay, my question for you. Mm-hmm. The hype around Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, are you loving it? Are you hating it? Are you over it? Like, what's your thoughts?
I said this to Kyle the other day that I'm like, I am a person who enjoys Taylor Swift, and I feel like I'm seeing too much Taylor Swift. It's all over my timeline. It's all over Instagram. I'm like, I don't care. I genuinely just don't care. If you're happy, good for you. I'm just not interested in your relationship. I don't care that you switch the lyrics to Karma to talk about Travis. I just don't care about anything. Live your life, but I don't want to be involved in your relationship. So like I don't care. And I hate the fact that no matter when I open any browser on any app, I'm going to see it.
I'm obsessed. I want more.
You like it.
I need the wedding to be televised.
Do you think we're going to get married?
100% they're getting married. If they don't make it, true love doesn't exist.
Oh my gosh. You know, no.
I have watched the video from that Argentina concert 700 times. I'm not even kidding you. I refreshed it. Like, I am so invested in this relationship.
Why?
It's sickening.
Why? I need to know why.
No, I just don't. I don't know. I don't know why I am. I just love it.
If your dad had a saying about people that talk to themselves, you should have a saying about people who fantasize and follow celebrities in their relationships.
It just gets me through my day just thinking about what they're doing.
That's weird. Is
it weird? I know. You know what? I agree. It's weird, but whatever.
You know,
it is
again,
what it is.
Live your life. You do you. I just like, I care to the extent of like, I would care if any other celebrity was in a relationship, and I don't. I'm happy for you.
You know what's funny is I've never cared really about any other celebrity except like this relationship
this
is bigger than the royal wedding. When this happens, 100% this is going to be bigger than the royal wedding.
I also didn't care about the royal wedding either, but I had to talk about that for radio.
You didn't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch the festivities unfold?
No, I'm not a psycho. Oh my like I am.
God,
I'm just like,
Jamie.
Victoria, it's about people that I know and like and care about. Even if it was Britney Spears, I still wouldn't care that much. I'd be like, oh,
you would care.
No. I promise you, I read things only because they come up in my timeline. I don't search anything like this specifically at all.
If Britney Spears' wedding was televised, you wouldn't watch it.
No, I would watch.
That is a lie.
I wouldn't watch it live. I would watch like a recap or something that I would do. Because I am not watching. I'm not waking up at 4 a.m. to do anything about that for people I don't even know. No. Not interested. No, thank you.
Okay.
If it was a reality show, maybe I might watch that, but no, not the live thing. When you were a kid, did your parents ever give you money or an allowance at all?
They gave me money, but they no allowance. No.
Did you ever have to do chores around the house?
Absolutely.
But you didn't get paid for that?
No. If I was going out to the movies with friends, they would give me money. Or if I was going shopping, they would give me money. But to vacuum and dust, no, nothing.
I know, like when I was a kid, we got like a small allowance because there was a million of us and we had to do chores. And I'm not talking, you know, putting our toys away or setting the table. It was like the big boy chores. Like you got to go wash the windows and you got to go rake the lawn or shovel the snow, something like that. So we would get money for that once in a while. And then sometimes an allowance. But there's a big debate that's been going on for the past couple of years. Should you pay your kids to do chores?
If you're going to pay your kids to do chores, then I don't know if I would give them money, like spending money.
Activities.
I'd be like, you already have money.
Right.
You already have your chore money.
Yeah. Which, well, I wonder, because I was even talking to Kyle about this, and he said they would get like $5 a week for an allowance back when he was a kid. So with inflation and the way that everything's going, I'm like, are you giving kids $20 to do their chores or something? Because it's not even going to go very far when your kids are older.
My parents are like, you live in this house, you need to contribute to this house.
That's
we're not paying
motto.
You. Like, I remember hanging out of the like third story window, risking my life to clean windows. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
No joke. Like, of course, raking the leaves, like shoveling the driveway. Mm-hmm. Had nothing. Like, obviously, I had like a great childhood and life, but yeah, no money came my way.
Wow, that sounds like a form of child abuse.
But if I wanted to go to the movies with friends, my parents gave me money.
Right. Yeah. See, I didn't have that when I was 12 years old is when I got my first job, like 12 turning 13. I got a job at McDonald's and my mom's like, you're an adult now, you can go work. And so I did. So I never got spending money from the age of 12 moving forward. I had to pay for everything like that on my own.
Oh, wow.
So, you know. Yeah, I know. It was a tough life. So
like 12 years old, you're so young still.
Remember, I also had like
legally. Could you work legally?
Times were different back then. People didn't ask no questions. They didn't care. I was working at McDonald's after school.
That's crazy.
And getting up at 6 in the morning on weekends to go to the McDonald's. Yeah, it was crazy. When your kids are older, what do you think you're going to do? Are you going to pay them to do chores, or do you think you're going to give them an allowance, or what are you thinking?
That's something Garrett and I have not talked about. Probably not giving them any money. I've actually seen on TikTok this couple that gives their kids an allowance, but then they take money back being like, this is your rent.
For expenses.
This is the food. Yeah. Yeah. So they're left with like 5 cents.
Well, that's just rude.
I mean, not 5 cents, but they're left with a small sum of money.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what I would do as well, too. I think like I want to teach my future kids the value of money and being like, yeah, like I have worked since I was 12 to get everything. So I'm going to give you a great life and I'm going to give you everything that you need. But you also going to work for it because you ain't going to be no spoiled brat. I'm going to teach you to do the things that I don't want to do around the house and you're going to do them for me. Thank you very much. And I will give you money. And then you'll pay rent.
How much would you give? $20 a week?
Well, by the time I have kids, inflation's going to be wild. So probably like $100 a week. But
oh my God, $100 a week.
I'm thinking just normally. And like, imagine I lived back in Ontario or something where things are way more expensive or something. I don't know. Because I'm also thinking, when are you going to give kids a phone as well, too? And then you got to get them a good phone. There's so many factors that I didn't even, like, we never went through when we were kids. That are going to be a thing when your kids are older. I don't even know. I'm assuming I want to say like $20, but who knows? I don't know what things are going to cost down the road.
Yeah, no, totally. I hope it's still $20, but then cheese is $23.99.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not? I just did a grocery order that's going to come to the house here soon. And I'm just like looking at the price of stuff. I'm just like, my God, it's crazy.
Costco's always $600. I don't know what we spend, but it's always $600.
As long as you get the hot dog and the pop when you're done, though, it's totally fine.
We did. It's the best part. And the ice cream?
Yeah.
God, it's so good. All right. So the holidays are just around the corner. All of the Christmas parties are going to be happening, especially the office Christmas parties. So I have a list of the top holiday party mistakes to avoid.
Things not to do for the holiday season. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
I already know what some of them are going to be. I'm ready for it.
All right. Coming in at number 10, overstaying your welcome.
Tell that to my friends who left my house last time at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Out of control. Re-gifting in the same social circle. That is so awkward.
You know, it's funny. I have a friend who's having his birthday party this week. And my other friend's like, are you going to get him a gift? I was like, probably a bottle of wine. Maybe the same bottle of wine that he gave me for my birthday a month and a half ago.
Funny.
Just give it right back. Here you go. Thank you.
Dressing down. That's probably one of the worst feelings is when you walk into an event and you are not dressed appropriately.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's terrible. You gotta bring, well, first you should know how to dress. It's always business casual is how I feel when you go to these events, but always bring like a spare set of like shoes or pants or a different shirt, because the parties go through vibes. So, you know, it'll start off maybe hoity-toity, you know, but then the party starts when after certain people leave, and then you go and cut a rug or something, and then you switch your, you know, and then you change your outfit. It totally depends on the vibe.
Okay, I don't really like this one. Number 7 is overindulging in food and drinks. Like, I'm at a party, I'm going to eat the entire charcuterie board.
Well, that's just called greedy.
Is it? I mean, I've been to parties where people aren't eating, and I'm like, why not? Why aren't you eating?
I think a lot of people, too, they are nervous about eating in front of other people. Me neither. I see food, I'm going to stand right there. Yeah, I don't leave until I'm full.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten drunk at a Christmas party, like a work Christmas party?
No, never. Never.
I have.
Really?
I danced on tables.
Did you? No, you didn't.
Yeah. But I feel like radio's different, you know, like a radio Christmas party.
Well, yeah, it's because you're malnourished because you didn't eat for the entire year because you're poor.
Exactly.
I always tell myself, I'm like, Jamie, you're the one Black person here. You are representing everybody and yourself. You can't act a fool because that's going to set the tone. So I'm always up to a level like I'm getting tipsy, but not too tipsy. So I know my level from there.
Not me.
Clearly.
Bringing up gossip or divisive or personal topics.
Oh, no, I always do that. I did this the other day. We went bowling and for drinks again with some friends, and I brought up, because we have a little group chat, and I said to my one friend who made the group, I was like, so you removed people from the group last time, and I asked you about it, you didn't answer me, so I'm going to ask you again to your face now, why do you take these people out of the group? He's just like, oh, and I'm like, well, you didn't answer me last time, what's up? And he answered me. I was like, good, that's all I needed to know.
All right, love it. Being dismissive of other cultures and holidays.
I'm assuming that's people who blasting Hanukkah and
who'd like don't say Kwanzaa. Happy. It's not Merry
Christmas.
It's not Happy Holidays. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. Yeah,
get over yourself. Yeah,
bringing an uninvited plus one. I mean, that's awkward.
I've done that too.
Showing up empty-handed. You should always bring something.
At a work Christmas party, though.
Oh, not a work Christmas. That's absolutely not. The company can pay for it all. Okay?
Everything. Thank you.
Yeah. Number 2 is bringing food the host didn't ask for.
That's just rude.
And what do you think number 1 is?
I don't know. Just being loud and annoying.
That sounds like it should be number 1, but it's arriving early or very late. If a party started at 7, you know, you should probably be there for 7. You shouldn't come at like 6:30 or you should be prompt.
How are you when it comes to that? Are you a person who arrives right on time? Are you a little fashionably late? What's your motto?
I would rather be 5 minutes early than a minute late. Like Garrett and I are pretty prompt with that. Like I kind of feel like it's a little disrespectful. You know, like if someone's like, hey, like come over, like the party starts at 8 and then you show up at like 8:39. I just feel like it's rude.
There's so many factors to me. It all depends on what you're doing. If you're having dinner at a restaurant or going to a movie or something that's a timed event. Yeah, you better be on time because that's very specific. If a party started at 7, I'd probably get there at like 7:15.
Yeah.
I always account for the gays because we're never on time for anything up here. Like, no joke. Bowling, I told everyone to be there for 7:15, assuming that they thought it would start at 7:15. It didn't start till 7:30. One of the gays didn't show up till 7:35. And I was like, what's up? So
you're 20 minutes late. Like, where are you?
Don't arrive super late. Don't arrive super early.
If you arrive early, you'll probably hear me being like, Jesus Christ, everyone get your shit together. And I'm like last minute vacuuming and dusting and trying to fluff all the pillows.
Yeah.
So don't come a little early because you may get crazy.
So the moral of the story is invite the gays because you'll have an extra half an hour to get ready.
And happy holidays.
Fake news, fake news. You are fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. The world's oldest dog lived to be 29 and a half years old. A chicken lived for 18 months after its head got cut off. And Taylor Swift is now the world's richest female musician for 2023.
That's true. Okay. The oldest dog is true. Mm-hmm. The chicken has got to be fake.
Is it because you lived for 18 months?
Yes.
That's real. That's a real thing. The fake news is Taylor Swift being the world's richest female musician. She is close, but it's actually Rihanna, even though she hasn't put out music in a while. But it's because all these celebrities have their other like makeup lines and yes, everything else that goes on. So mm-hmm. Rihanna is super rich. She's like a billionaire. So
she's rich, rich.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't worry. You can talk about Taylor Swift soon because she's a billionaire now, too. So she'll probably be number one by the end of the year.
Hey, but the chicken?
I had the story because I knew you were going to ask about that. Let's see. This happened back in the 1940s. So the chicken survived as his jugular vein and most of his brainstem were mostly left intact. His brain was still functioning and it remained for survival. Because most of the time when you cut off a chicken's head, it just like cuts through everything. But this one didn't happen, so the chicken still lived for almost 2 years after its head got cut off.
You know what? That happened in the 1940s. It's like a thing of telephone.
Yeah.
Like, it actually didn't happen.
No.
Like, it's just like, over the course of like 70 years, there's something lost in translation.
You think
Grandpa
so?
Grandpa got a little drunk one Christmas, told a story about the chicken being at the site. Like, it's not true. Like,
I believe this headless chicken and was living his best life after getting his head chopped off and he was good to go.
Absolutely. Just like a neck and a body running around.
Yep. Hanging out, yep.
It's a lot.
Oh my gosh, no way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
Always be careful with what you see on the internet. A 20-year-old took the whole world by storm. Her name is Madison Russo. She had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, leukemia, and a football-sized tumor wrapped around her spine.
Oh, wow.
She started posting all over social media showing how she's doing, her hospital visits, and her persevering through all of her struggles. It went super viral. She started getting invited to speak at functions and then started a GoFundMe. On me, that raised over $40,000.
Wow. Well,
turns out it was all a lie. She was never diagnosed with cancer, leukemia, or anything. She was taking actual cancer patient photos and using them as her own on social media and made up the whole thing.
Oh my.
She said she did it to bring her family back together and not for the money or attention. Mm.
Girl, lies.
Right?
Okay.
The judge was very kind to her since she had no prior history of anything and is a straight A student, but gave her a 10-year suspended sentence, ordered her to pay $39,000 in restitution and a $1,300 fine. And this will be on her record forever.
Wow. What kind of psychopath does that? Pretending that you have cancer, leukemia, and all these things, and you're saying it's not for attention? Who does that?
I don't know, but it's, yeah, she's crazy.
Like, that's a psychopath. And I'm like, you'll never have a boyfriend now. No one's going to trust you. No one really does that. That's psychotic.
$10 say they make a Netflix movie out of this.
Out of this chick? She better not get any royalties. If she ends up richer than us, I'll be pretty pissed.
It'll be easy.
Yeah.
It'll be easy to be richer than us, but yeah.
Damn, Victoria. The shade.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
I get it.
Because they're tall, maybe?
Yeah. Your brain is constantly eating itself. This process is called phagocytosis, where cells envelop and consume smaller cells or molecules to remove them from the system. But don't worry, it's not harmful.
So our brains are eating itself. All right, good to know. The largest piece of fossilized dinosaur poo discovered is over 30 centimeters long and over 2 liters in volume. Filthy, disgusting, but kind of cool.
The universe's average color is called cosmic latte.
It's kind of cool. It makes me think that the world is just a giant coffee.
Yeah, it's so good.
And wearing a tie can reduce blood flow to the brain by 7.5%. See, I heard this before, and that's why I hate dressing up. It's literally going to kill you as you do it.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor. Mm-hmm. I need you to go into your refrigerator and let me know all the things that are expired in your fridge right now.
Okay.
A few moments later.
Okay, so Jamie, this is so embarrassing. We moved into our house in 2017 and there is mustard that expired in 2016, which means that I brought it from the old house to this current house and just let it expire in our fridge.
Did you not use mustard in the last 6 years?
It was way deep in the back.
Wow. Mustard that is older than your children was in your fridge.
Oh my God. When you put it that way, that is weird. Yep.
Was that the only thing though? Just the one mustard?
Oh, no, 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 Jamie. I started in the fridge, tossed out so much. Like the salad dressing is just, we don't have any salad dressing left in the house. Like it's gone. Then I moved on to the cupboard.
Yeah.
Marshmallows that are hard as rock. Like I did not know a marshmallow could get that hard. It's gone. Like it's like these ramen noodles, 2016 again. They're gone.
It's turned to dust. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of, there's also an open bag of peanuts that I know has been open for like at least 3 or 4 years. Yeah. I gave it a sniff.
Did you taste it?
No.
Okay.
Also, can we just circle back to the fridge part?
Yeah.
My husband likes to make sourdough bread. Mm-hmm. I opened up this container. It was like the yeast to make the sourdough bread that had gone bad and moldy. And it's the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
I didn't even know that was a possibility.
It is. It's disgusting.
Wow. It's so funny though. I did the same thing. I started cleaning my cabinets in my fridge the other day. We had stuff from, like you said, before we moved into the house together. I started with one thing and then it's an hour later, it's me cleaning the fridge, cleaning the pantry. Be like, we are hoarders of garbage right now. We are getting rid of everything. It was so bad.
Trash. I agree. It's gross. Yeah.
So we have to, it's a thing you got to do every year. So I'm going to be better on it now. But I'm like, we filled up a whole garbage bag and I was like, never again. That's a New Year motto. Clean your fridge. We'll be good. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.